You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
We had some distressing. Why isn't that moving?
You're on the cable.
What?
That's it.
Why isn't that moving? Is that recording?
It's recording.
Why didn't it record then?
Don's not talking.
That doesn't have to talk. Well,
that's working.
You sure it's working? I don't think it's working. What's all these gaps here?
I don't know. I'm not a technician.
Anyhow.
Hang on, are we on air?
We are.
Yeah, we are. Now, we have some distressing news, not distressing news, but the doc, the other doc from Sydney, Dr. Ben Fordham, Dr. Ben Casey, he thinks he's a little hamstrung. He can't come on at his normal 9:30.
Oh, I think he's spat the dummy.
No, he hasn't spat
he's
the dummy.
Usurped.
He's texted. He has.
No, he has heard.
Don, this is just shrapnel to him. His main vocation is that he's an international broadcaster and he has a meeting, a scheduled meeting.
I think he's precious.
He has a scheduled meeting and he can't make it and he's apologising because a lot of people hang on. But I haven't informed him that we have a real doctor on.
Exactly.
Who's still with us and we appreciate her coming in. And before you got onto following her on in your car while she's riding a bike down the boulevard, I thought we'll get out of that conversation, Don, in case we get rounded up by some authority and in fact, even get rounded up by the doc who's taking exception to you.
I realise I can't put my hand on the shoulder, otherwise I'm raping it.
No, she didn't quite say that, Don. She said it's about context. You putting your hand, if you want to see
Doctor,
how
listen,
if
get
you
on
want to
subject.
See how you handle women, we invite people to go back a couple of weeks ago when we had Tiffany Cherry in and we were doing a video. You actually manhandled her to the stage that she was actually half undressed by the time we finished the podcast.
I could have been charged with rape.
You could
on
exactly,
air
exactly. You could have been.
She kind of,
and she took it in the humorous fashion that you intended it to be. But if she'd gone the other way, we'd be speaking to you from Pentridge. We'd be
pictorial evidence
from the remand centre out at wherever it is. So,
doctor.
Yes.
I've got bees, and I'm fascinated by bees.
I'm glad you said bees, not
shut
crabs.
Shut up, Ivan.
Do you need more honey,
doc?
No, I'm getting honey. Now, I've used honey. Tell me about honey because it fascinates me and bees fascinate me. I've used them on my horses for wounds.
Yes.
So I started using
What sort of honey do you get? Is it from the Manuka?
I use Manuka on the horse, but I'm using raw honey at the moment. I'm using it on myself. Shut up, Johnny.
Don, I'm not shut. Just don't actually engulf the microphone into your mouth. Could you speak with 2 inches back from it, please?
What has honey got that's medicinal? Because I am now using it upon myself. I have a blister.
Upon myself? And,
well, I'm using it instead of antiseptic creams
Where's
and whatever else.
Where's
and I'm
your blister?
Well, it doesn't. It's on my ankle. Does that make any difference?
Not on your hands,
just
is it?
Wondering.
Mm. Where did you think it was?
On your hands.
Are you insinuating something, doctor?
I would
She's
never
a doctor.
Do that.
She's seen a lot.
She's got to ask
She's
questions.
She's smiling,
in her,
Johnny.
In her
She's
professional capacity. She's got to ask you what the symptoms
Tell
are
me
and how
about,
you got them.
I'm trying to keep
How
this,
did you get I, blisters?
I'm trying
did
to
you put
keep,
the Manuka honey on anything?
I'm trying to keep this conversation at a certain level, respecting the doctor is here.
I use Manuka honey on some of the wounds when I was training, and it worked really well. Diabetic wounds. I'm not quite sure how it actually works because I didn't really look into that. I just know that it has got some very good healing qualities. How did your horses go?
Terrific. No scar. There was no weeping. And I also used a spider web.
A spider web. Charlotte's?
Because an old horseman told me that that is the very, very sterile, a spider web, because what I was finding, it was dripping out of the wound. It was a big puncture wound, so I stuck the honey in, but it dripped out. So he said, get some spider web, wrap it in the honey, stick it in the hole, and you wouldn't even know the horse had a cut. You know, it healed. Mm. Now, what is it about, and I'm using it on myself, so what is it about honey?
Are you healing as well?
The blister is not as raw as what it was. So
what
it has
about
a
the spider web? Did you put some of that on?
No.
Do you have to breed spiders?
I think you're taking the piss out of me, doctor. I think she's
done. Well, I think the doc's fascinated by the fact that you obviously think honey is you using it as a lubricant.
A lot of things.
You're using it as a lubricant, and that's why you got blisters.
No, honey is sticky, Johnny. I know. Consequently, it's not a lubricant.
I know it's not, but you. That's why you've got blisters because you've used it for some reason.
I use it on my crumpets.
What it's meant for.
On your what?
Crumpets.
On your crumpet.
Yeah.
Plural or singular?
I usually have two, but the other gets Vegemite.
No, not on her crumpet, Don. On her crumpets.
Well, I didn't know whether it was singular, plural, noun, or
adjective. Well, who would ever cook a crumpet? You'd
toast your crumpet. Don't you have toasted crumpets with honey? Honey.
Oh, we're still on honey. You've become obsessed with honey, Don.
I sit and watch the bees go in and out. They're fascinating little animals.
Do you like the honeycomb?
Insects.
I'm using very good. This girl, you're just not a pretty folk.
This person.
Shut up. Exactly. I'm going to use the raw honey. Mm. I'm not going to, what do you call it? Process it. Mm. No, very. You're not a pretty. What are you, a country girl?
I have had some country experience, yes. So I learnt to drive a tractor at the age of 6.
Whereabouts in Russia?
Don's in love.
Well, that's a good question. So Yap, what sort of name is Yap?
So Yap is Chinese. So on my mother's side, my grandfather had a couple of farms. So I used to go out and...
Now hang on, your mother was Chinese?
My father, because Yap is from my family name.
Right. Right, so where were... So he was a farmer, your father?
No, my mother's father. So my grandfather on my mother's side.
Was a farmer.
Don still can't drive a tractor. He fell off a ride-on mower a couple of months ago and almost cut his leg off. And Don reckons he's a maintenance man, a horticultural maintenance man. He fell off a ride-off ride-on mower, and you can drive a tractor at 6.
I could drive a tractor on hills at 6.
Was it a one-cylinder Lamborghini? That's how Mr. Lamborghini got into cars. He used to make tractors.
Yes,
he still
he
does make tractors.
He still does make tractors, but Lamborghini tractors are still around.
Mm. Are they?
They are.
The doctor in Mount Gambier has a Lamborghini tractor.
Ah.
The surgeon in...
Barney McCusker, he is a surgeon, but he's an orthopaedic surgeon on ankles and stuff, isn't he, Don?
Oh, any bones, he's a... Yeah.
So what do you make of this, Doc? And Ivan? Don't sulk over there, Ivan. She's not going to snip you. She's just here.
Have I could snip him because I can do that too.
What?
Have you had the snip?
No.
Well...
Oh, yes.
Now, here's a thought. Doc... Ivan, if you want to be snipped, maybe you could do it live on the podcast, and we could describe you going to the doc's genitals, or what? How do you give someone a snip? Do you cut their agates off?
Well, no. I wouldn't do that to Ivan. I wouldn't do that. I just grab the cord somewhere in the scrotum.
How do you?
Oh, with my hand.
No, Doc, you'll think we're being mischievous, but we're not. How do you grab someone's cord? How do you grab a cord in someone's scrotum? How do you open it?
Oh, it's
up
on the... You can't open it until you find it. So you have to find it from the outside. I'm not...
Every week this happens. The phone rings. I say, turn the phone off. Every week. For 18 months, it's rung. How do you find the cord in someone's scrotum, Doc? It's a legitimate question, and I'm not trying to be grubby. How do you find, you put your finger up someone's scrotum?
Well, you don't put it up their scrotum because usually the scrotum's hanging. Yeah, it's wafting in the breeze. Unless it's cold. then maybe it's retracted. But you can feel it from the outside.
Someone's scrotum.
Yeah, someone's scrotum has got.
Are we talking about your bottom?
No, the scrotum has got your
ball bag.
Ball bag, exactly.
Oh yes.
It's hanging,
Johnny,
in the breeze.
You are as thick as a bloody brick.
So you fondle. Excuse me, no. Doc, but this is layman's terms. You fondle the ball bag.
I palpate the ball bag.
You what?
Palpate. I don't fondle.
No, well, I'm. That's just, I said.
Would you get a better reaction if you did fondle instead of palpating?
Well, I might not be able to find the cord if that was the case.
These are our terms because we're not medically. Yes. These are not esoteric terms that you would use, but you don't fondle the ball bag. You palpate it, and then you find a cord in it somewhere.
Yes, you do.
And what do you do? How do you find the cord?
Well, it's usually up the top end. So.
And then you pull it out.
No, you just hold on to it.
And you snip it.
And then you then
clamp it. But, you'd clamp it, wouldn't you?
No, I would put local anaesthetic in then.
Oh.
I think because I'm kind.
Have you been...
I've been snipped.
Oh, well, I was going to say...
Oh, you just clamp it, wouldn't you, Doc?
Well, I put local in and then...
Clamp it.
And then we have to open the skin to get to the cord.
Yeah.
And then you can clamp it, yes.
Doc, you will find... please don't misunderstand these questions because you'll think they're full of innuendo, but they're not. We had a discussion here in your work and your profession as a doctor. We were discussing here that they found a World War II ordnance up someone's bottom. Is this right, Ivan?
Yeah, correct.
Please, I'm not.
Yeah, we did not.
Yes, we did.
The bloke
was in England.
A bloke had put a World War II ordnance.
I thought it was that gerbil thing.
Not a gerbil, no, Don.
Gerbil.
Is that a grenade?
Yes, it's a mortar shell, and he had stuck it up his bottom. He said he fell on it, but the surgeons at the hospital said it'd be pretty hard to fall on a World War II ordnance. So it was some sort of sexual pleasure he was trying to derive from a rocket or a...
Well, you could imagine the shape of a grenade.
No, it's not a grenade. Oh. That'd be hard,
a
grenade. I should imagine.
It's not a grenade.
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 No, Don said grenade.
A grenade.
Fuck, a ganoth. So anyhow, I'm asking you, have you come across various objects that have been inserted in people's bottoms as in your profession,
yeah,
as a doctor?
Yeah, many times.
Like
when you work in emergency, they call me all the time, and I've had a variety of bottles.
Beer bottles.
They're very slippery and they're really hard to grasp, to pull out. I had one where this guy came and he said to me, I've got all this pain and it's this, that and the other. So I just went and got an X-ray, and in the X-ray there was a battery showing.
Oh, that'd be what?
I couldn't work out what it was. A battery in
Not
his rectum.
Not a car battery.
Well, it was a little bit smaller.
What a AAA or AA? Or
well,
did
no,
he
no,
wire it,
was
it,
a
wire
D.
it up?
It was a D.
To get extra pleasure, he put an electric wire in the battery or something.
No, it wasn't. The battery was actually inside something else. And
what was it in?
It was in an object.
Because I might try this, Doctor.
Oh, Don, please. You're going to put a battery up your order, are you?
Well, it depends whether it's on or off, I guess.
Well, that's... What?
Don.
Anyway, we change the subject.
No, this is... The people are fascinated. We were fascinated by the bloke who stuck a World War II ordnance up his ort, and then the gerbil. Remember Kiki, what's his name? He stuck a gerbil up and they had to light a match to try and see the gerbil, and it exploded. It ignited a pocket of intestinal gas and blew the rodent out and broke his nose. Remember that? That was... that happened. And so the doc says now that she's had people come in, men, I presume, with batteries up their coit. And what were the batteries powering?
Well, I was training. So I had no idea, and I called my boss and I said, there's like a battery with some wiring going on inside. And he said, really? And then he said nothing for a while. And he said, is it in focus? And I said, we've got good radiologists. They do all pictures in focus. And he said, go and ask them. So I went and I said, my boss wants to know, is this in focus? And they all just started laughing at me. I had to take this guy to theatre to get rid of the object from within. inside was the battery.
What was the battery in? What did he serve?
Well, I think it was a large dildo. It was like a dildo, yeah.
I see. Oh,
it was my first dildo ever that I've seen.
Okay. Yeah. What size? What did you say?
Sorry?
Doc said it was the first dildo.
Well, I don't have any comparison. Oh, no comparison.
Okay, that's fine.
That's what she said, Don. She said...
Can we change this topic of conversation?
Listen to this. This shows economy. American Airlines, this is just a trivial fact. In 1987... 18 months we've been doing this, and 18 months the phone rings. And I say to Don, before we start the podcast, turn the phones on to silent. Have you heard my phone or
no.
Ivan's phone ring yet? Yours hasn't rung, has it? Is it on
silent? It's on silent.
Of course. We all turned on silent, but Don doesn't, even after repeated requests. American Airlines in 1987, listen to this, they saved $40,000... That is in 1987, which is a reasonable amount of money, by eliminating one olive from first class salads, in the salads that were served in the first class section.
Are you sure it was salads or martini?
Well, that's a very good question, Doc, but it says here they eliminated one olive from first class salads that were served in first class in American Airlines. In 1 year, they saved 40 grand. Instead of putting three olives in the salad, they put two, and they saved themselves 40 grand. Isn't it amazing how someone could work that out, is my point. Do you go into time and motion studies about what saves money in...
No, but I think a few restaurants now are doing that, because I went to have a octopus salad the other day.
Calamari?
It was octopus. There's a slight difference, but
it's got the suckers on it, though, and tentacles.
And I could... So it's much easier to work out which piece is octopus. And I shuffled around for ages and I couldn't find many pieces of octopus. It was all this lettuce. So I think they're doing the same thing in restaurants at the moment.
Oh, so they're not giving you the full complement of octopi?
Well, they didn't. They gave me one tentacle, half a tentacle. I had half a tentacle.
Yeah, Don's got half a testicle, but you had half a tentacle.
Oh, that's right.
Mm. Don's got no testicles. So
that wasn't after I did the snip on him.
He's a eunuch.
Don't call me eunuch. My name's Nicole.
He's a eunuch. And now, what do you make of this? You'll talk about... Don, you got any subjects at all?
I would like to ask you two people, Don, having lived... you cycling down Beach Road.
Oh, no.
And you having lived in Beach Road.
Yes, Don.
As I was driving up this morning, and I also went to visit a friend in Portsea, can you tell me why the more affluent have higher fences around their houses? So the closer I came to town through Brighton, very high fences. Around Toorak, very high fences. Portsea, very high fences. Yet you get in the outer suburbs and they don't have high fences. Is there something peculiar about the people who live in these areas?
Have you ever stopped to consider how peculiar that observation in question is?
Well, I was about to comment on that peculiarity.
Well, go ahead.
You've got a stump, Doc. Don, you've got her stumped.
No.
You've got the doctor stumped. She is studying you. You're a case study of stupidity. She is looking at you
wondering... Well, tell me why the more affluent have...
we got here?
More affluent, the higher the fence around their property?
Probably because they can afford...
The extra bricks?
They can afford to build higher fences.
They don't want you climbing into their property?
Yeah.
Well, why do the people in the outer suburbs don't worry?
Because they hope people climb
into their property.
They hope people climb in and we'll all have a bit of throw the keys in the centre and we'll all jump on top of one another.
You had this problem when you lived in Brighton, people climbing over your fence.
I did.
Really?
I confronted someone in my courtyard. I have a... I shouldn't say this. Yeah, I should say this. I have a registered gun.
What?
I have a registered gun.
What would you use the gun for? You live in a unit at Dockland.
It doesn't matter why I've got the gun, but I someone got jumped my fence and started. So I got the gun out of its secure area and locked it, and because you've got to get the ammunition separate from the gun. Did you know that?
No.
You got to keep the ammunition locked away separate from the gun.
Yeah, I knew that.
Thank you. Ivan knew that.
I don't think you really needed ammunition. If they saw you with a gun,
yeah,
they wouldn't be saying, did you get your ammunition?
Ammunition, yeah. No, that's true, Doc, but I was just saying to Don in case he said, oh, did you have the ammunition separate from the gun? I took the gun. I didn't have any ammunition, and I pointed it at this person. Woman it was.
A woman?
Oh. Yeah, woman.
Well, she was probably coming in to see you.
She was coming in to do something, but she was mischievous.
Oh.
Anyhow.
Did you know her?
No, I didn't know her. Mm. And so
she would have liked to.
Not until
you.
She entered the courtyard.
She.
Then he knew her.
No, I didn't know her. But I told the police. So
was there any molestation?
From my point of view?
From any point of view?
No, I didn't touch her in any way at all. I said, what are you doing? And she was a bit spaced out, I think. I'm not sure why she was there. Anyhow, how did that question come up? I have a high fence and people scale it. So it doesn't matter, unless you've got grappling hooks, it doesn't matter how high your fence is or isn't. And I had security cameras and alarms and
dogs. Have you still got your rifle?
Pardon?
You still got your rifle?
Yep.
Well, come down and knock a few rabbits off at my place.
I'm good at that.
I've got rabbits everywhere.
I used to use an air rifle and shoot off.
What, a Diana or a Cracker Jack?
I don't know. It was my cousin's. I just grabbed it and we would compete knocking off tins off the fence.
Well, what's that got to do with rabbits?
Well, they could be, if it's not a tin, it can be a rabbit.
Yeah, Don, if it's not...
One moves, the tin's stationary.
Well, if the rabbit's sitting there eating grass, you can pretend it's a Coke can.
That's
or
right.
Just shoot it, Don. Do you have to explain everything?
Most rabbits just stare at me like as though...
Why would they stop and stare at you?
I don't know.
Well, you're
they just like staring at me,
staring
especially
at
when
why?
I'm well, behind...
You're like
no
a car with
when
the red lights on.
The wheel in the car, they stop and they just stare at me.
Yeah, you're sitting there staring at it. You're no different
from
a rabbit.
Do you think I'm a rabbit?
Yeah, you're a rabbit. You are a rabbit. You're mad. So speaking of fauna and flora, well, fauna, we weren't talking of flora, flora being plants, fauna being things that breathe. The government, have a listen to this, do you think this is sensible? The government have allocated $50 million over 4 years for koala protection. That's a lot of money for koala protection.
How are they going to protect the koalas with that money?
Extraordinary point. Probably stop clearing all the forest that they live in. I don't know.
And also control chlamydia.
You've had chlamydia.
I know.
Don's had chlamydia.
He's a koala.
He got it from a koala. He was up a tree with a koala and he got chlamydia and spread it around the whole...
Do you know, koalas can be really noisy. So I was, back in the day when I was camping... All night I couldn't sleep and I thought a wild boar was going to come in and crash into through my tent. And the next morning I went to the campsite. I said, how many wild boars do you have here? I have to report one. And they started laughing and they said, we don't have wild boars out in the middle of Lake's Entrance. We actually look up in that tree there and there was this absolutely exhausted koala that had just flopped himself on this branch.
So he'd been out all night, do you think, the koala?
Yeah,
I'm touring around.
Apparently.
Apparently. Mm. And
rooting.
So those noises were noises of ecstasy, do you think?
Well, that's what they told me, not wild boars coming crashing through my tent.
I see. Mm. Right.
And more importantly, Doc,
so
you koalas were down there
make, on the so hang on, I've learned something. Koalas make noises of ecstasy, do they?
So I've been told.
As well as having chlamydia.
So
goes
so
hand in hand.
More important.
What? Chlamydia? Oh,
So more importantly, Doc, were you on a field excursion down there camping on, was it a...
Yeah, so I was there learning to windsurf because I didn't like people seeing how bad I was. So we were at Lochspore.
Jesus. So let me, I'll tell you, you're going to be a great match for Doc.
Oh, shit, this is unbelievable.
You're going to be a great match for Don. You were down camping, down in your tent because you went away to try and learn to windsurf.
At
Holy shit. Who are you down there with?
Oh, I was down there.
Well,
with
not I don't want the name, but
no, no, I was down there with my buddies. Yeah, there was three of us.
What, male or female buddies?
Male. They were from my uni friends, and most of them are male.
You don't like female?
No, I like female, but they usually the females have paired off with someone, so this you can't get a group. So they were just my best friends from uni.
And did you learn to windsurf, Doc?
I did.
Remember when we went?
I can only go one way.
Yeah, I do.
We were floating out towards the heads.
We were.
That's the same with me. I can't turn.
No, we couldn't turn. I was trying to teach Don how to do it.
It was 5-6 o'clock at night. We're out in the dark blue sea in the fucking middle of port.
Don, language, please.
Well, I was shitting myself. We were.
Get your fat microphone.
We were going out towards the heads.
Jeez.
We're windsurfing. He said, "I'll tow you in." So here he is standing on the bloody windsurfers, no wind blowing, towing me, my surfboard thing had broke.
We were becalmed.
And a boat went past. I said, "We've got to call this boat. We will not get it. Don't call the boat. Don't call the boat."
Get back from the microphone.
The volume.
Yeah, could you speak past it?
Anyway, we could have been floating out through your bloody persistent. You thought we were. Anyway.
You know, we were becalmed. And
becalmed.
Because there was no wind, and I couldn't turn the thing around.
So how'd you get back?
Well, we
got a tow. I yelled out. I thought, bugger him. I am going to embarrass myself. I said, "Will you please give us a tow in?" We were out in the deep purple in the middle of the bay.
I had to get my two buddies who were on the beach to swim out, and then I just sat on the board, and then they just paddled me back.
Don. I know you're going to say get stuffed and all that. Could I ask you a simple thing?
Oh, speak into the microphone.
No, mate, you not only do you put your head past it, you shout into it. Sometimes you have it inserted in your mouth. Could you just sit there and keep it at like a handspan back from the microphone? How hard is that?
It's very.
But
well,
you actually
should put some honey on it. That might help.
What, on the microphone or the hand?
You speak, sometimes you got your head half a foot past the bloody thing and you think, how can you do that if I know it's.
Listen, what are you doing this Sunday? You doing anything?
No, I haven't checked my almanac. Well, I don't.
You haven't checked the almanac?
No, I haven't.
Well, if you want to come to the show jumping.
Okay, now here we go. Ivan and Doctor. Unless you get called to an emergency, would you like to go down? Don, just tell us the details, Don.
No, you could bring your deck chair. You're doing nothing. What about coming down?
Well, what is it?
Australian Championships on Sunday.
At
Boneo Park.
And you riding?
No, I'm observing. This is the champ.
Are you an observer?
I'm a spectator. This is the top.
No, I don't know.
They've come from all around Australia.
What is it? Top what?
Not WA.
It's show jumping. Do you know what show jumping is? Horses?
Yes.
Well, why don't you
and
Johnny...
I like to watch them in the Olympics.
Yes, well, this would be similar. Not quite as good as the Olympics, but right up there. Why don't you and Johnny come down with your deck chairs and we will see...
Well, hang on, Don. Don't start arranging dates with the doctor.
Well, you asked the doctor to go to the tennis.
I didn't ask the doctor to go to the tennis.
Well, she knocked you back.
I didn't get on to the doctor. She wasn't available. I rang her... Because I was looking for someone.
Company.
I was looking for someone to use the spare ticket I was given, and I rang the doctor. And
I didn't have a mask.
Would you have worn one?
I didn't have one.
So I didn't ask the doctor.
Hang on, you're an anti-masker.
No.
Didn't you hear what she said when she first came in? She wears a mask all the time, Don. You don't pay attention to anything anyone says. You just wait to think. Now give us one of your subjects. Don writes a whole lot of topics down, and when we finished, he says, "Oh, geez, I meant to mention this." I said, "Well, mention it now, Don. Go on."
Well, Renee sticks. Now I was having lunch yesterday or the other day. A lady came past, Renee, who lives at Mornington, and she's a fan of yours. She said you're misunderstood.
Is this a topic?
No, it's a comment by Renee.
Yep.
Somebody, she said, you're very misunderstood.
In what way, Don? Did Renee think I was misunderstood?
Well, people don't take you in the right way. She does, and she's a great admirer of yours.
And that's a topic, is it?
It's a comment.
Yeah, well, when I mentioned that Percy Jones or Shane Crawford or Michael Christian listened to the show, you could have mentioned Renee at the top.
But
the
I
show.
Couldn't get my word in because you control the show.
No, I don't. No, I don't at all. Go on, give us some more topics. Give us a topic. Ask Nicole something that you've written down that you're querulous about.
Why are bronze whalers being seen more in Port Phillip Bay this year than ever before, Renee?
No, that's not Renee. You fucking imbecile. That's the doctor. Nicole. That is Dr. Nicole.
It went past the keeper.
Why
there's more fish in the sea.
Why
and if I was a bronze whaler, I'd be looking for a bit of food.
Well, the bronze whalers are coming up near the pier where people
so
are
the
swimming.
Sharks.
They're sharks. They're bronze whaler sharks.
But so are other sharks.
Do you realise in days gone by, the radio stations from Melbourne used to fly planes up and down Port Phillip Bay giving warning signs or warnings to people swimming? Why aren't they doing that?
Well, they didn't know the bronze whalers were coming in. They didn't call them and say we're coming into the bay.
Well, there's a lot more sightings, and I think that it's very dangerous. And somebody's going to be attacked soon.
I think Brian.
How many people are being attacked by bronze whalers?
Yeah.
Well, no, it's a matter of time. Now
what,
this person,
the bronze whalers, goes, don't like that fish. Oh, there's a person.
That's
I'll
right.
have a piece of that.
And what they're doing, people are going out into the, what is it called, Bass Strait, fishing for tuna, bringing the tuna in, gutting the tuna in the bay, attracting the bronze whalers.
When was the last time someone was attacked by a bronze whaler, Don, just from memory?
Well, it's about to happen.
When was the last
it's
time?
It's about to happen.
Seeing as we've been keeping records for 200 years here since Captain Cook arrived, when was the last time someone was attacked by a bronze whaler that you can recall? Right, I rest my case. No one's ever been attacked by
a
bronze.
Well, what about the sharks in Western Australia?
Western Australia.
They're attacking people.
Well, but they're not bronze whalers. They're
what
great
are they?
Whites.
Yeah, great
they're
whites.
They're great whites.
So what, bronze whalers are friendlier, are they?
No,
bronze whalers don't feel like attacking people. They've got more other things to do.
Like what?
Like eat fish.
Oh, jeez. No, but that's sensible. Now, do you remember last week we said the most overrated things in the world? You wouldn't remember this, but I said the most overrated things in the world were things like the Weather Bureau and wine tasters and climate change.
Ferraris.
And
By the way, can we just digress? You sold a car?
Don,
talking
I was just
Ferraris
in the,
and
happy
Lamborghini?
To talk about. I was just and don't confuse the doctor, or she wonder which topic
doctor,
we're
we'll
on.
We'll come back to his selling of cars. Can you remember that, please? I was told about his online auction. So can we bring this up after his?
Oh, it's in the vault.
Good girl, thank you.
So we were talking about overrated things, and I said because you were talking about. The Chinese, were you talking about the Chinese or something? I said, how hard would it be to be a Chinese skywriter? You know, they'd fly planes and write words in the sky, trying to write it in Chinese.
Depends on whether you're using modern characters or not, because they're simplified. You know, the Chinese can do anything. So if you start talking about this, we're shortly going to have where is Pinyin?
We did that.
Written across the sky.
Yeah, we did that.
Oh, you did that?
Were you here when we discussed Pingyang or Ping Chang or whatever her name is? Were you
but
here?
We didn't do it in sky writing.
No, but imagine writing. Wouldn't it be hard to write Chinese characters sky write? And I said that to Don said, well, if you could write Chinese, if you could read Chinese, it wouldn't be. I said, to write Chinese in the sky with all that foam coming out the back of the plane in Chinese... I mean, shit, how hard would that be to write Chinese in the sky?
And they can't do it horizontally. They've got to go down.
My whole point was predicated
so
on
what
that.
So happens to the English language? They can write the English language.
Of course, because I said, I love you.
It's horizontal as well. But Chinese characters traditionally should be written in a vertical manner. So if you're going to write a message to your loved one, you might end up on the ground before you finish the U.
I've got to compliment you. I've got to compliment you.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, do I have to say on what...
Talent, as far as talent goes, this is just not a pretty face over here. I never thought of that.
Well, don't compliment me. What do you think? I'm working with a foot pedal. This is a doctor.
It's a ventriloquist.
Yeah.
I'm just doing the lip. You wait till I get coming out of him.
Well, what's his hand? Well,
you wait till I get a sitting on my knee with my hand up the back.
I was going to say, that's called molestation or rape.
Well, no, I'm working...
No, that's on the verge of rape.
The most overrated things we did, well, I don't know what you think's overrated. Duty free's overrated. Don's. So I said, why would you want to buy a block of Toblerone when you come through duty free, which is as big as a cricket bat? I said, who wants to buy that? And Don said, oh, yes, I bought some Toblerone once. I couldn't even break the bit of chocolate off, had to get a bandsaw. That was exactly my point. Jet skis, they're the most overrated. Jet skis.
Yes, jet skis.
What about how annoying are those things? Jet skis. So how annoying are jet skis?
Well, I actually like jet skis. I've been on the back of a jet ski.
They pollute the bay and the...
No, I wasn't in the bay. I was up in Queensland.
Doesn't matter. It's for hoons.
But the problem was I didn't know how to actually do it properly. So what I was doing was, instead of slowing down, I wanted to go straight, but I was just using the right side, so all I did was go in circles and get faster and faster. No,
if I may, Doctor, you've been around a bit. You've done jet skis, you've done windsurfing down at a camping venue.
She's listened to koalas.
You've pulled ordnances out of the back of people.
Yes, batteries
out of the back of people. You've done snips. You've done
very worldly.
It's an extraordinary... Life. The doc, I tell you what, Ivan, we've learned more about someone in 1 hour than we've learned about you in the whole time you've fucking well been here.
And she looks good too.
No, that's...
Oh, you're not allowed to say that.
No, you're not allowed to say that.
No, you're not... That
even if it's true.
No.
It is true. No. But you don't... It's not necessary to mention
harassment.
It's not necessary to mention that the doc looks absolutely magnificent. And
she would have looked good at the tennis with you. They would have been talking about... Don't worry about the mask.
What's that, Doc?
Don't worry about the mask. If the doctor was with you at the tennis, you would have been snapped. I think you would have appeared in Fiona Byrne's social column.
Fiona Byrne wrote about the car.
What car?
The one that she put in the vault.
Doctor, you didn't remind me. What's going on with the cars? Well, you're auctioning all your cars.
I'll just quickly tell you, the car went to auction at Lloyd's.
Now, which one?
The Boss 429.
Oh, no, that's the nice one.
That's why it went to auction.
Well, what... You still got the Shelby?
Yeah, no, I haven't got a Shelby. It went to auction and I didn't quite make the reserve, so
So what's happening?
I bought it back. Well, I haven't bought it back.
Are you going to sell the others?
No, I'm not.
Why not?
No, Don, I'm just trying to sell that car.
Well, you've got the E-Type,
Lamborghini. Don, don't tell people what cars I've got, please.
Well, you've got a whole garage.
Don, have you seen Don's car? Wait till Don comes and picks you up.
It's a convertible.
Wait till Don comes to pick you up and take you down to the Bonio Horse Show in that thing there. See that? That has got four wheels and a frame, and it's a utility which has got half the back missing, and you want to get in the cabin. It's a two-seated cabin, and it looks like he's gone down to the tip in it. There's more waste, old rotten food and
coffee cups
and shit in that car there. It's got seats that have got the arse worn out of them. it's unbelievable.
The clock works.
The clock.
Thanks, Dawn.
It's a classic.
Yeah.
It's a clutter. It's a classic crock of shit. Now we've got another person to speak to. I don't know how long the doc's here for, but it's been absolutely enlightening.
The doctor could contribute to this interview.
What?
I think she could contribute to this next interview.
I hope so, because we know nothing about the man who's just...
Well,
sitting.
I do.
Oh, all right. Well, when we put him on, I'm going to ask you to give us a rundown on who he is. But have you got any more topics before?
I got a drink bottle the other day.
What?
You know, promotional stuff. You know, you get hats and bullshit. But I got something that was worthwhile the other day. It was a metal drink bottle. You got to call it.
You mean
doctor.
A thermos?
Very good, like a thermos. And a lot of people wouldn't...
Not a pretty...
This girl
not a pretty face.
Well, she's got.
Stop saying that, Don.
Well, she can conduct a conversation.
Fancy
with
her having to tell you a metal bottle. You mean a thermos? Yes.
You wouldn't even know what a thermos was. Is.
Oh, Don.
Doctor, please. You are right. It is like a thermos. And I thought, what? Now, there is a plastic bottle and the water doesn't remain cool. Mm. But in this metal bottle, it came from Home and Acreage, I think the name of the company is, in Balnarring, real estate company. And they were giving these things out as promotion. I thought, oh, a bit of shit, you know. So I put my drink in, tried it out, and it stayed cool for hours. Now, why aren't there more metal, plastic, instead of these things?
Thermal. Because they're...
Because we are trying to save the planet. Didn't you listen to metal? Greta? Greta? Who? She said you got to wear...
Greta
Thunder Thighs. Don, listen.
We pollute the country.
Bottle, the water in a plastic bottle comes, that's part of the bottle. The thermal thing that you're talking about costs money. It would not cost...
No, it was a promotional item.
For the shop.
From the... Whoever,
for
Home
the
and
shop.
Acreage.
That's right, they use it as advertising.
Well, and it's terrific advertising. There's usually a lot of shit when you get, you know, promotional goods, a hat and whatever else.
Just what was
you
your question?
You throw it out, but for the first time I got something that was very, very practical and very, very good.
And what was the question you asked the doc about
well,
that?
Well, no, the doctor complimented or asked an intelligent question about a thermos. You wouldn't know what a thermos was.
Oh,
they were made...
Seriously. Honestly, man, I'm happy to conduct conversations with you when I'm not with people because you actually don't embarrass me. But we've got a doctor of medicine here, and we've got Ivan Ivan's not
Ivan's
really.
Ivan's got the shits because he's been here. Why you've fixed him right up.
I tell you what we'll do. The doc
you've turned
be...
your back on Ivan. The body language is not good. It's more focused towards the doctor than it is
the
Ivan.
The doctor might... I tell you what we might ask the odd doctor to do one day.
What?
Give us an IQ.
She mightn't come back for another day.
She mightn't come back at all. See if she could do what she does to maybe some of her patients. Give us an IQ test. You and I here, an IQ test, and see how many questions you get right from the questions the doc asks.
Oh, no, that's more like a mini mental state.
That's right, a Mensa puzzle.
That's it. You have to do that. There's a whole series of questions. But, you know, you can actually
get
train people
the
with this.
Microphone there, doc.
So with that...
I was watching the cadence bars go up there.
Were they flying off the chart?
Well, she nearly had them. A lot like you, Don, nearly... Go
so I can send you the question and answer and you can just memorise it. Because that's what I did with my mum when she was going for something. She couldn't remember anything and I just said, I gave her strict instructions how to say it and she passed.
Oh, so you fibbed
it.
the test, your
you
doctor. You're not an ethical person.
Doc.
Sorry?
You rigged a medical examination for your mother.
I did because I needed her to get into the Alzheimer's study.
Oh, doctor, you are I don't know whether we can have this lady on.
What?
Well, ethics.
Person on.
She's not very ethical.
Don't call her a lady.
That's why we need her.
What? Don't call her a lady.
No, just call her a person, Don, because it just sounds as though you're just...
A lady is a compliment. When
I know. Oh, I know it's a compliment, but we're trying to be woke. Don, we're trying to be woke. And she's a person.
Speaking of woke...
Incidentally, I don't know a hell of a lot about you, Dockie. Your pronouns... she and her, or are they and them?
I'm she and her.
Okay, so
you can see that on my website. It's she and her.
I see. I did to say
but
that.
Actually, put it on. Yeah, the person that was doing it. I looked at it
have
and
a listen
I,
to that,
I saw this in brackets, and I went she and her, and I thought, of course, I'm a she and a her, and I didn't know what the hell they were talking about.
See, Don, this is now you've got to identify. Are you one of the alphabet genders? LGBTQ, LMNOPQRS, or are you just biologically a man or a woman? This is where it's headed, Don. You've got to write down what you prefer to be addressed as. They or them or thy, thou, thus, thy, them, their, they.
I think it means that a lot of people haven't got much else to do in their lives.
You spot on, Doc. They
need to concentrate on getting themselves ahead and actually work instead of worrying about what they identify as.
Don, more sense in half an hour than you've spoken since I've known you. Not just in the podcast era, ever in your life. She's spent more spoken more sense?
I can make room for her.
Why don't you say
you, Ivan, and the doc?
Why don't you say one more time? Well, she's not just a pretty face.
No, I'm out.
Don, why don't you say one more time? She's not just a pretty face.
Well, that's a compliment.
No, but you're overdoing it.
Listen, I watched a show the other day. I was a little bored. Why doesn't the AFL take a leaf out of the American? What is it called? The
NFL? Is it the Gridiron?
The Gridiron. They had a show
NFL.
On.
NFL.
What?
NFL.
Anyway, they have a show. It goes for an hour, and it recaps an hour of or the year. Of the whoever wins, what is it called? The Golden Bowl? What is it called?
Super Bowl.
Okay, and they follow this particular team and they edit and do it so well that I sat there and they know nothing about the game, but being American, they produce and edit and do everything so well. Why doesn't the AFL, what?
Do you know who's doing that over here? Eddie McGuire's company called Jam.
What, doing that? That's the same.
They track AFL clubs from pre-season to diet to exercise to gym to playing the game to post-match analysis to pre-match analysis.
No, Johnny.
They do all that. They are doing that.
No, but they... Oh, Ivan, he's wrong, isn't he? You've seen the show?
I haven't.
Oh, fuck.
What channel was it on?
I don't know. I ABC. Just happened to come in and I sat there riveted, knowing nothing about this game because it was just a production thing, and I started to learn about interviews and whatever with the past and honouring that team for that particular year. Right. Why don't the AFL do something? It costs a little bit of money. You've got to spend money to make the money. But it was a terrific promotional tool.
Because they're too involved with being shills for equity, inclusion, diversity and crap they carry on with.
Fantastic, it was a fantastic effort by this American, whatever it's called, NFL or... And I think the AFL should take a leaf
now,
out of their
now,
book.
Don, now we have our keynote interview has arrived. And what we're going to do is, we're just on air, we're going to ask the doc, we're going to say to the doc, absolutely great to have you in, doc. You've been fantastic. If you want to stay, I'm sure you probably don't want to stay too much longer, but if you want to stay, you're extraordinarily welcome. Other than that, we will speak again. Don, I can tell you how these conversations go when we wind this up. This is how it'll go when we're off air. He'll say, bye. Gee, the doc was impressive, wasn't she? Isn't she a good-looking woman? And I said, Don, don't get her. I said, do you think she's going to come back again? Ivan, will you get the shits if she comes back in? I said, Don.
Are we going to do an Instagram thing?
I think the viewers would want to.
Incidentally, my Twitter account's gone off air. I don't know if I've been cancelled or, but I was asked to resubmit my Twitter profile, and I'm not on... I'm off Twitter, so I can't advertise. No, hang on, mate. Just a minute. We're just going to... the doc has decided to give her camera to... We're going to do this officially when we stop here now, and then we're going to do it.
Doc, what you've got to realise is the control freak. Everything has just got to be run past. Do Don, not show any initiative.
Don, we're going to stand up in front of the sign as per usual, and then we're going to do it. I'm saying I can't put on Twitter and advertise what we do.
I'm just doing action shots.
I'm on Instagram, but I've been taken off Twitter, I think, and I can't get
Twitter.
Yeah, good, exactly. So, Doc,
Trump hasn't been taken off Twitter. He's back on. Trump hasn't been taken off Twitter. Yeah, he's back on.
Well, he's just been reinstated.
So you've got hope.
Do you know why they reinstated Trump? Because of America. Are ganging up. They've had an absolute enough of the Biden bullshit and the regime that's there, and they've realised that they better get on side with Trump because he's going to take over again.
2024.
2024, he's going to blow him out of the water because that country is in a state of collapse. They are absolutely knackered, that country. They're being run by a geriatric clown who should be in a home, should be in an institution. The vice president is as bad an example of a politician, a dumb black blonde, a dumb black woman who got there nothing other than the fact that she was black, and they made her identity politics at its worst. They are absolutely knackered. You've got an old white bloke who's fucked and a dumb black woman who shouldn't be there in the first place. You can't have a worse mix in politics, and no wonder they're in a state of disrepair. On that note...
Dan's given it a good shake.
Eh?
Dan, he's given it a good shake, isn't he?
The Andrews government is probably the most corrupt institution that's ever been on the planet of this earth.
Apart from WA.
They go on, ignoring iCook Foods, getting the police to come in and take Peng Shuang advocates out of the tennis stadium, just for what reason? They are so corrupt and dishonest, it's frightening. This, I say.